Welcome back, everybody, to another fantastic episode of the Every Pokemon Episode Ever podcast. I am one of your hosts this week, Professor Chris G, and on the other line with me is my brother. I don't really have a nickname this week. Let me think. Give me one second, people. I got this. Is my brother that will never leave my side like Brock and Misty do. It's good old Dougie Fresh. Dougie, my man, how you doing?
I mean, that's a trip, and we'll get into it. This episode started with an ending. I was like, I had to like make sure I didn't accidentally skip ahead or something. But I'm good. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited to break this episode down. Felt so compelled after watching it that I actually texted you as soon as I was done, which I usually don't do. We usually just discuss it like the afternoon of a recording, but I was so...
You were so hype at the end of this episode, and I felt the same way, but I didn't want to ruin or throw any expectations out there to you before you watched it. I wanted you to have that nice feel of just going into it blind.
Yeah, and I was just so like... I was excited. I was happy that it wrapped up nicely, but it didn't completely close the door. I mean, again, we'll get into it.
Yes.
I was really happy to watch the episode. I've been excited to get on some episodes. I mean, there's been some episodes where I'm like, okay, we just got to get through this one. This last, 11 episode arc, I mean, there has been some filler, which, I mean, we said on the shows, it wouldn't be an Ash Ketchum arc if there wasn't some filler.
Yep.
But this episode was just, I hesitate to say perfect, but it was really effing good. Like,
I fully agree. And the audience will find out exactly what we're talking about once we really start diving into this episode. But I just want to kind of throw out there, I mean, maybe it just has to do with what they were contractually obligated to do, but why 11 episodes? Why such an odd number to end Ash's like trip? I'm just throwing that out there. It's very weird and odd that they just stop at 11 episodes. Like, yeah, am I wrong in that, Doug?
No, I mean, they went over the obvious 10, and then we're gonna do 12. I mean, they skipped over two perfectly fine even numbers, and they said 11. It's almost like they did 11 expecting one of them to like corrupt or something and not be arable or something. So they, well, at least we'll have 10,
you know, and they haven't announced anything because they're not even done with the championship series here in English on Netflix, but maybe that two-parter that we did might on Netflix be one full 1 hour episode or a 40-minute episode.
I could really see that, especially, I mean, we talked about the way it just kind of flowed, and we got, like, the last 20 seconds of the episode twice. So I could see them just cutting that initial chunk out of 10 and just putting it, you know, back to back and you know, putting a commercial break or whatever, you know, whatever Netflix is up to by the time...
Actually,
these episodes make it over.
Doug, I think I just figured out why this episode or why the series decided to do this as 11 episodes. And maybe maybe I'm weird with this. So today's episode is episode 1234.
Correct.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4.
You know what? Maybe you're giving them too much credit, but it sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds good. So, I mean, maybe that's why. And they just, I mean, because Pokemon does have those weird quirks where they like to do things with with their numbers, especially when it comes to their Pokemon. So maybe, Maybe that's the reason why. I have no idea. I mean, I'm going to throw that in my head, and it only makes sense that they wanted to end Ash on a 1, 2, 3, 4 episode. So
they started with the initial outline of 10, and they said, well, you know, if we did 10, that would take us to 1, 2, 3, 3.
Yep.
So if we threw one little like filler thing, maybe he has to go meet up with his Lapras. You know, I guess it would bring us to 11, but we would hit that 1, 2, 3, 4, and somebody said, you know, I can't argue with that.
Yeah. So that's what I'm guessing. You know what? I'm going to roll with that. I believe now, overlooking at this, that's the full reason. But today's episode is called The Rainbow and the Pokemon Master, which, and I knew I was probably giving them a little too much credit, but when I heard The Rainbow and the Pokemon Master, I thought we were going to get Ho-Oh, who was featured in the very first episode of Pokemon, coming back and making some type of appearance in this episode the way it did in episode 1.
But, oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and with the title like that, I was like, oh, man, are they really going to bring Ho-Oh back as a surprise? Because Ho-Oh wasn't in the preview or anything, so maybe it's a surprise. But no, not to burst anybody's bubbles, and full spoiler, Ho-Oh is not in this episode, everybody. But it's still a really good episode.
Really good.
But it's time to do a little bit of homework here. You know how we are. We've been doing this podcast for a little over 3 years now. Wow, I cannot believe that I can actually say that, Doug. We have been doing this Pokemon podcast for over three years.
Yeah, the more you say it, it doesn't make it sound any more real. It's just it still seems, you know, like it was like last week or something.
I know. But yeah, we like to shake things up here, and I know we've had a few other things kind of like even when it comes to the Pokemon manga, which I'm sure at some point I'll get back on and start doing, because I haven't stopped reading them. I just stopped recording just due to schedule conflicts. But me and you have kind of thought about this, and We're gonna start something up like every after we like review like every like 4 episodes of the Pokemon franchise, we're gonna have like kind of a let our hair down kind of vibes type of show where we're just gonna talk maybe more recent Pokemon stuff. We're gonna talk just Pokemon discussions, if there's new things about a video game, maybe kind of talk about the series that we're currently going over and what we predict, even though it's out there. And I have watched some, but I don't remember everything when it comes to Pokemon. So it'll be fun to kind of sit down and actually chit chat with you about maybe what's going to happen later on in the series and just different things like that. And we were kind of talking about that, and we're going to start that next week after we're done with this 11 episode arc that we're doing, Doug.
Yeah, this was something that you kind of were kicking around because we knew, you know, we were coming to the end of this arc, and can't remember if you or I said it out loud or if it was in a text exchange, but we said, you know, is it going to be awkward if we just, you know, flip back to Kanto or Unova without, you know, letting this breathe? And we're like, well, why don't we just have a discussion like the following week, and we can just kind of debrief on everything and kind of get our headspace back in terms of like where we were in Kanto when we left off and where we were with Unova, and just kind of have a general chit chat. And we were like, okay, we kind of left it at that. And then I think you came back a little later in the week, maybe a few days after the fact, and you're like, is there a way we could make that a regular feature? Kind of, you know, like we do a month of shows, whether it's pinging back and forth or whether we get on a heater with a certain region, and then we can recap what we watched, and like you said, we can predict you know, obviously without going on Wiki or anything and spoiling it for ourselves, we can go, okay, over the past month or whatever, what are some of the highlights? And then I think in doing this, you know, farewell to Ash arc, you know, that kind of got us back in the mode of staying up to date, because obviously these episodes are just in Japanese and it's going to be who knows how long before these even get thought about to be brought over.
Yep.
So maybe that's something we do. We kind of keep our finger on the pulse of the current stuff that's airing, kind of like how it became a big thing when the episode of Ash winning the league, you know, was airing and it was going everywhere on Twitter and people were talking about it and people were tagging the voice actor, the English voice actor for Ash and everything. And like, you know, everybody was talking about it. So, you know, maybe we'll do that, you know, like something that popped into my head was, you know, we can kind of cover the reaction of the new release, you know, when the new heroes and stuff, you know, when that stuff finally comes out. And it maybe if we feel...
It actually officially has the name of the arc. And I'm sure most people saw it online, but do you want me to tell you right here before we do this episode what the name of the next arc is called?
Oh, yeah, because I hadn't seen it.
It's called Pokemon Horizons, the series.
Okay.
Yes.
Horizons. Why is that familiar? There wasn't a video game.
I don't think, no, there wasn't a video game called Pokemon Horizons, but, it is pretty catchy though. I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the logo right now. They have an official logo for it. It premieres in just a couple weeks as of this recording. Honestly, almost 2 weeks to the T. It premieres on April 14th. So... And it's going to be the 26th season of Pokemon.
Okay.
Yes.
And maybe we shouldn't be discussing this on air, but how would you feel about, you know, depending on where we are, how would you feel about just covering the premiere? I mean, you know, don't make a regular thing out of it, but just, you know.
Oh. You know what? I'm not opposed to it. Maybe, and if we don't end up actually covering that episode T2T, I mean, it could be a real huge talking point on one of our future talking episodes.
Yeah, so I mean, we've got multiple avenues, but yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any shortage of stuff in our recap episode. Like I was saying, you know, before we hit record, you know, talking point could be, hey, I saw this video on YouTube or saw this, you know, this clip on TikTok, and, you know, as long as we shout out the channels or whatever, I don't see why we would have problems posting that stuff in the description of the episode on the podcast players. And, you know, obviously we would also give shout outs like verbally, because, you know, let us get accused of biting content, but
absolutely.
Yeah, I think it'll kind of be good to kind of, you know, get to the end of a month and just kind of take a beat and
just talk anything Pokemon.
Right, right.
So, I would like to, because I haven't heard the official description of what this series, I mean, I know the region and all that it's going to cover, but the premise of this show, it says the series focuses on Liko, a girl from the Paldea region who is accompanied by Sprigatito, one of the region's starter Pokemon, and wears a mysterious pennant, and Roy, a boy from the Kanto region, who possesses a mysterious Pokeball. Among their journeys, they encounter Freed, a Pokemon professor whose Pokemon partner is Captain Pikachu. That sounds very interesting. So
yeah, it does.
So it's two stories basically in one, because we now are replacing Ash with this boy named Roy, because Roy is from the Kanto region and he has a mysterious Pokeball. Now, I haven't seen what this mysterious Pokeball is, but do you think that they, because we never find out, spoiler alert, everybody, but we never find out what's inside of that GS ball.
That's where my mind immediately went. And I was like, that sounds like Ash with his GS ball. And then the second thought was, oh, we must have found out. I was going to say something, but so he's carrying this thing around Orange Islands, and we just never. Is it just dropped? Does he lose it? I mean,
no, he gives it over to Professor Oak, and then they start off on their Johto journeys, and we never find out anything else in regards to this ball. It's never brought back up. So, and people have always wondered who the mysterious Pokemon is that's inside of the Pokeball, but it's never brought back up. So, I mean, maybe that's where they're going. I mean, when this episode airs, if you're listening to this on the free feed, you obviously know what this mysterious Pokeball is. But I mean, as of this recording, we're 2 weeks out from the actual show. So you're already keyed in as to what this is. So maybe that can be a big talking point when the series starts, as to what this mysterious Pokeball is and what this mysterious pendant is that Liko is wearing. So I guess we'll find out.
Like I say, I don't think we're going to be struggling for content. I mean, you know, because on a normal week, you know, they're sending me stuff. You know, I'm looking at what you send over. I'm seeing like related articles. You know, stuff pops across my timeline when I'm not even looking for it. I mean,
you start doing a Pokemon show, and all of everything that you see online now are like ads for Pokemon. It's like our phones are listening to us, Doug.
For real.
I mean, I fully think it's weird that I Google one thing and then all of a sudden all over Instagram, I'm seeing ads for this thing. I'm like, what the hell?
it used to be, oh, you clicked on X amount of links about this stuff, so you're seeing ads. But now it literally is you and I are hanging out talking about something, and you're seeing ads about it on the sides of websites.
Yes. It's very creepy. Very good.
Like, oh, are you getting ready for this trip? And all of a sudden you're starting to see like cheap airfares. Like, fuck.
For real. I was actually just talking about that with my wife, and it does seem promising that we're going to WrestleMania next year. So we'll see. We will see. But it does look like we will be making that Philly trip next year for WrestleMania.
I'm waiting to be sitting here minding my own business. Like, why didn't you tell me Philly was going to be this cold, Nate?
I did. You will get that taste, too. It's like, it's cold as balls here.
I told you, and you said, oh, it'll be all right. It's 40. It's a nice round number. I want to be there. Like, okay. Because you realize it's a football stadium, so you realize it's like bleachers.
Yeah, that's why I'm going to get I'm going to splurge the extra dollar to kind of be on the floor, so I'm not getting that breeze sitting up on top. So my plan is to get a decent amount of seats towards the floor, if not on the floor, on the first set of risers. So we're at least a little warmer. And I know my wife is going to bring a blanket inside, and she's going to be the only one going, yeah, I'm warm. I don't know about y'all, but I'm good. So. But yeah, all right. Doug, are you ready to dive on into this final episode of Ash Ketchum?
I'm very ready, and I'm also prepared to discuss whether or not I believe that it is the final, because as I kind of teased out in the open, I don't think they definitively shut a door.
Oh, no, I don't think they did either. And that was going to, I was going to kind of give a prediction towards the end, but I can kind of give it now. I wouldn't be surprised if Ash Ketchum makes some cameo appearances in a movie or anything like that later on, or now that he's a champion that he's referenced all the time, or in the very first episode, Roy is leaving the Kanto region and on his TV is Ash Ketchum winning the Master Tournament or something.
Oh, like yeah. You just hit my prediction on the head. I think it's, you know, they're flipping through TV and I know that hat, you know, that kind of.
So
yeah, I think he's going to be a part of the show, even if he's not a focal point.
Yes. So, all right, everybody. Today's episode, The Rainbow and the Pokemon Master. And you ready?
I am.
All right. So I am going to hit the play button here, everybody. And I'm getting ads. All right. Give me one moment. I'm going to hit the play button now. There we go. All right. So we are here, everybody. And the beginning of this episode, we have Ash, Brock, Misty, and Pikachu, and they are walking out of, I'm going to say that that's Viridian Forest.
I believe so, yeah. Or something very similar to it.
Yes. So they are walking out of, I'm going to say Viridian Forest, and they come to a crossroads. And Misty jumps in, and she's like, well, Cerulean City is this way. And then Ash is like, okay, got it. And out comes Psyduck. And Psyduck looks over and starts crying. And Pikachu and Psyduck give each other a hug. And Misty's like, man, Ash, I had a lot of fun traveling with you again. And Ash is like, yeah. And Brock goes over to Misty and he's like, please tell your sisters in Cerulean City that Brock sends them the kindest regards. And I think this is the first time that Brock has broken the barrier with Misty as in personal space, because she actually says, okay, too close, Brock, too close. And he's like, I want to get closer to the, and then Krogar comes out of the Pokeball and does a poison jab to Brock's bosom. And Brock is like, ah, he got me. And Krogar is like, yep, that was me. And he puts his hands on his hips and he's just the same way that he always is. And then it looks like we jump to like maybe 5 minutes after that conversation, and Misty and Psyduck are saying their goodbyes. Brock is back on his feet with Ash and they're waving goodbye. And Misty's like, bye, Ash. Bye, Brock. And they're like, take care. And then we fast forward a frame and Brock and Ash are walking and he's like, all right. And they come to another crossroads. And Brock is like, all right, then Pewter City is this way. And he's like, I'll be off. And he's like, look after yourself, Ash. And he's like, let's go, Krogon. And Ash is like, bye. And Brock is like, see you later, Ash. And he's like, yeah, let's travel again together soon. And then Brock is just waving as Krogon is waving as well. Pikachu's waving. And it's a nice, warm open. And Ash and Pikachu look at each other and they start heading towards Pallet Town. And they're walking. It's dusk. We get a nice camera shot of their shadows walking as the sun is going down. And off into the distance, over the hill, what do we see? We see Pallet Town. And Ash is like, home! And him and Pikachu start running towards the town. And the narrator jumps in. And I normally don't read what the narrator is talking about, but I'm just going to say what he said here. He's like, with their journey concluded, Ash and Pikachu return to their hometown, Pallet Town. Home isn't far now. And then we get the intro, and Doug, like I normally do, take it away right after this intro, my brother.
So, yeah, and before I pick back up, I do want to note that during Misty and Brock's goodbyes, they were also playing, like, end of episode, like, wrap-up, like, goodbye music. So, like, they were really going all out.
Yes. Yes, they were.
So, yes, we get past the intro, I love a little skip button, and then we get the title screen. And we are then focused on Ash's home, and we see Mr. Mime outside tied in up, and Ash and Pikachu come running in. They say, "We're home, Mime," and Mime's like, "Well, shit." And they pop in the front door and they say, "We're home," and Mrs. Ketchum kind of very nonchalantly comes around the corner and she's like, "Ah," she's like, "Welcome back." And she kind of takes a closer look at Ash and Pikachu, and they are filthy.
Yes, they are.
They're dirty, and Pikachu's all scuffed up, and she's like, "First things first," and we see Ash and Pikachu are in a nice hot bath, and Ash is lying back. He's like, "Ah," kind of like how I reckon you look when you take your bath.
That is how I look when I take my baths.
Except you probably don't have a mouse in there with you. At least you hope not.
It's getting fried if I do. My baths are really, really hot.
So, they're just kind of chilling, and Pikachu pops up, and he's kind of hanging out, and he kind of gets this mysterious look, mischievous look in his eye. He starts, like, just kicking water back into Ash's face, and that had to have steamed a little bit, because this legitimately looks like hot water, so that had to hurt. And Ash is like, "Oh, now you have fucked up now." And get ready for hydro pumping. He splashes Pikachu, and Pikachu gets the like bugged out eyes that I've really grown to like over these 11 episodes. And Pikachu's like, "Oh, fuck you," and he starts doing it again. And Ash is like, "How about Bubble Beam?" And he's like, "Then I'm gonna use Whirlpool." And Pikachu just has enough and like shocks him, so this had to really suck. And
it's just funny because we jump over and we see Mrs. Ketchum like preparing dinner, and you see over off to the side the bathroom door, and just out of nowhere Pikachu's like, "All right, I've had enough." Pikachu, it just shocks him. I mean, that had to hurt because they're in a bath.
In steaming hot water. And my thing is, one of my favorite things in this scene is Mrs. Ketchum doesn't even blink.
She's used to it by now.
She's like, I've kind of missed this, but I'm not going to panic. And we then cut to Mrs. Ketchum putting out dinner, and we see her famous, croquettes. And we see what looks to be either rice or mashed potatoes. Pikachu's got his own little stool and some really tasty looking Pokemon food. And
Pikachu has a very cute Pikachu bowl. I just want to throw that out there. That's a really cute. They're gonna make like a real life version of that to give like to your dog or cat or something. There has to be a bowl that looks like that.
Is it not odd that it's a Pikachu bowl? Like, does that not kind of take you out of it? Like, I guess not, because he is a champion. So conceivably there would be merch.
Yeah.
I guess I'm satisfied with the fact that Ash isn't walking around with a champion shirt or something.
Well, I mean, they do live in a world where it's Pokemon everywhere, and Pokemon are the only animals that are around. So you would think that living out in a world of Pokemon, kind of how we live in a regular world here, there's merchandise for everything. And Mrs. Ketchum was probably in the dollar store and was like, oh, a Pikachu bowl. Pikachu would like this, and just picked it up. And Professor Oakum was like, yeah, I will look at what I found over here in aisle two. And she's like, oh, Professor Oak.
Cut that shit out. And
hey, I'm talking about candy. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you shut up. I hope your wife does buy up Portillo's.
I'm getting a big beef.
Yeah, I bet you are. And Mrs. Ketchum was like, oh, that's some nice looking Pokemon food. And Ash is like, yeah, Brock made it for, gave it to me. And Pikachu's chowing like he hasn't eaten in 3 months. And Mrs. Ketchum was like, oh, Brock was with you? So Ash didn't keep up with her at all, like not even a text or nothing.
Are you surprised?
Oh, I mean, no. But, you know, I mean, maybe not every day, but, you know, once every couple of days, you know, hey, we're in this town. We've picked up Misty, because he does say, oh, Misty, too. And I'll tell you what. And Ash is like, well, I'll tell you all about it. But right now, I'm about to chow. And he's got one of her, croquettes, and he's about to chow. And he's like, I even met up with Squirtle again.
I was hoping you remembered who Zenny Game was. I was hoping. Yeah. Look at you, Doug. They making me proud over here.
Well, you know, I'm not a smart man, but I pick some stuff up. And Mrs. Ketchum is like, now, okay, but now we can eat before everything gets cold. And you don't have to tell Ash twice. And we then see that it's, you know, it's nighttime and everybody's kind of wrapping up. And Ash is sleeping under his Pokeball sheets, and Pikachu jumps up beside him and yawns. And
his room has been upgraded, but is still the same somewhat. So I don't know if you've noticed, and I'm just now noticing it right now, but right behind him, his mother replaced the Pokeball clock that he broke in episode one. It's sitting behind his bed again.
Oh, shit.
But he does have a flat screen now, a small, like, 32-inch flat screen in his room instead of the tube TV that he had in episode one.
Oh, those tube TVs are probably all over landfills.
I know.
And so he's sitting there, and he's like, I wonder how they're doing. And Pikachu kind of looks up, and he's like, Latias and Latios. And Ash is like, I hope we get to see them again. And Pikachu's like, yeah, it's bedtime. And we then get the shot of the Oh Trio welcoming us to the morning.
Just like they did in the early episodes. That Dodrio just lives on. That Dodrio, I swear, is in the beginning of every Kanto episode, or in every Kanto episode when Ash is in town.
Like, yeah, there's quite a few of these callbacks throughout this episode. It felt like I was pausing and going, oh yeah, a lot.
Yes.
So then we get back into Ash's room, and we see that Pikachu and Ash are both, you know, zonked out. And Mrs. Ketchum comes in, and, you know, she he kind of rubs Ash's shoulder, and Pikachu wakes up, and he's got some respect for Mrs. Ketchum, because a lot of people would probably catch a thunderbolt. And she's like, you know, Satoshi, listen to me. Watch 11 episodes of goddamn Japanese. She's like, Ash, you know, time to wake up. And Ash is kind of, you know, he's like, hu-da-hu-da. And Ash, or she's like, weren't you going to visit Oak today? And Ash, like, immediately bolts up, and he's like, that's shit, we gotta go, that's right, I'm late. And she grabs him by the scruff of the neck, by the collar of his shirt. She's like, you're not going out like that. And Ash should have turned around and went, that's how I started my journey, for goodness sake.
I do like that they gave Ash the, like, little ditto eyes when he had noticed that he was about to run out in his pajamas again.
Yeah, they like to do that, play with the pupils and stuff.
So, Ash, I mean, so that's another callback, because just like you said, in the very first episode, Ash was late. The story is, the reason he got Pikachu is because when he went over to Professor Oak, all three starter Pokemon were gone. So that's his thing. He's never on time to go over to Professor Oak's house, but he's finally leaving. Mr. Mime seems like that. This is Mr. Mime's only job, is just sweeping the dusty road, because
the road. He's not sweeping the kitchen. He's not sweeping the entryway. He's sweeping the road.
Yes. So Mr. Mime is sweeping the road. Ash barges out of the door. He's like, I'm heading out. See you later. And Ash's mom runs down. She's like, Ash, wait. And Ash is like, what? And Mrs. Ketchum, and she's like, I got you some new shoes. Here, wear these. And Ash is like, huh? Well, you know what? These are fine for today. And he looks down at his shoes, and he tells his mom to go put the new shoes away for right now. And he starts running, and he starts going down the road. He starts climbing the long step hill towards Professor Oak's laboratory. And out comes Tracy and Merrill. That's a callback right here.
Got a big pop for me. I was like, oh.
We finally get Tracy and Merrill, and Ash runs over to him, and he's like, hey, Tracy, good morning. And Pikachu and Merrill wave to each other, and Ash is like, what are you doing? And Tracy's like, hey, I'm running an error for the professor. He's like, I'll be out for a bit, so please look after the place. And Ash is like, okay, you can count on me. And Merrill and Pikachu start playing and dancing, and they're running around in circles because they haven't seen each other in probably a year. And this is where Tracy is like, yeah, he's like, I just delivered the Squirtle and Bulbasaur inside. And Ash is like, yeah, he said he showed them to me before giving them to the new trainers. And Tracy looks at him. He's like, yeah, they just arrived. He's like, he's going to go give them a checkup right now. And Ash is like, oh, man, I get to see them. He's like, I want to see Pikachu. Come on, let's go. And he's like, see you later, Tracy. And Tracy's like,
that's the end of Tracy.
Yeah. Tracy's gone now. And then we jump into Professor Oak's office, and he's looking, and he's like, huh. And he's looking around, and we get a close up of the brand new Bulbasaur and Squirtle. And Professor Oak, he's just looking around. He's like, huh. He's like, where could it have gone? He's looking under the desk. He's looking over the couch. And you see Squirtle looks very, very nervous, because it's a brand new Squirtle, and doesn't really know any better. And Bulbasaur is just like kind of tired. He's like, oh, man.
Get over it. Get over it.
And Professor Oak, we get a close-up of him, and he's like, man, he's like, what a mess. And then Ash comes running in. He's like, good morning, Professor. And Ash's like, you're here. And he looks over, he's like, Bulbasaur, Squirtle. He's like, where's Charmander? And Professor Oak is like, I can't find him anywhere. He's like, I took my eyes off for a moment, Ann. And Ash is like, what? He's like, maybe it ended up outside. And Ash is like, okay, I'll go look. Let's have everyone help out. He takes out his Pokeballs and we fast forward again. This episode has a lot of fast forwarding.
Moving. It's just moving.
It is. And we're now outside in the backyard of Professor Oak's lab. And Ash is like, Charmander, where are you? We have Gengar out and he's looking in the bushes. Dragonite is doing a nice little hover over everything. We got Scraggy and Tauros looking all around. We got Heracross, Buizel, Oshawott, Muk. I'm not going to go through all of these Pokemon, but it's literally a montage of all the Pokemon that Ash has caught over the years. And they're all looking, including Ash's Charizard. Ash's Charizard makes an appearance in this episode as well. And everyone's like, man, no, we haven't seen it. And Pikachu is just running and just looking around. And Ash is like, Charmander, where are you? And then all of a sudden they hear something. Pikachu sniffs the air. And it's like, oh, I think I caught the scent of Charmander, and starts running. And so Ash is following behind Pikachu, and Pikachu looks into a rock hole, which I don't understand why there is a rock hole this deep at Professor Oak's lab. But Pikachu looks into the hole, and at the very bottom, it's Charmander. And Charmander looks very sad, and it looks lonely, and it looks scared. It fell into this hole, and it can't get out. And Ash is like, oh, man, you're not hurt. Are you? You're going to be okay. He's like, come on up, Charmander. And Charmander's like, no, I can't. And Ash is like, all right, well, in that case, I'll come down and get you. And Pikachu's like, oh, be careful. And Ash literally does the Spider-Man walk all the way down to the bottom of this hole. He's like, I'm coming to get you. He's like, he slips and he just falls all the way down to the bottom.
The translation of the of Ash moving down is literally hup, hup.
And
they didn't have to.
They didn't have to, but they did. After he falls, he's like, man, that was a close one. And Charmander's looking at him and is like, oh, that's funny. You fell. And Ash is like, man, what a nice smile, Charmander. And then we get the funniest part. Well, one of the funniest parts in this episode. Charmander's like, all right, well, that was fun. And jumps on Ash's head and just jumps all the way up out of the hole. So this whole time, Charmander could get out of the hole if it wanted to. And Ash is like, oh, so you can climb after all. And Doug, I'm going to give this on over to you now to continue the episode.
So Charmander gets up and he's extremely proud of himself. And Ash is like, right, now it's my turn to come back up. And, you know, I feel like if this was a legitimate episode, and I don't mean to say that this isn't, but you know what I'm saying, Ash would be down in that hole for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
Because there's to cover in this 21-minute episode. Like, no, Ash can just, he got himself down, he can get himself back up. And he's about to make the last little bit of effort to get out, and we see a hand get extended, and he looks up, and it's Gary and his
Umbreon.
One of my personal favorite Eevee evolutions. I remember specifically playing Gold, and specifically like grinding at night, because I was like, I know you're close and I really don't want to get an Espeon. And Gary helps him out of the hole, and he's like, thank you for finding it. The Charmander runs up to Gary and is like hugging his knee, and Gary's like patting his head, and he's like, yeah, thank you for finding it. And then Ash is like, ah, Gary's like, I'm the one that brought him. So that kind of explains the whole where do the starter Pokemon come from thing.
Yes. So.
And Ash is like, oh, no shit. Huh? And Ash is like, I'm glad you got out of that hole. And Charmander's like, yeah, I probably could have gotten out, but it was fun. I was by myself. And we cut back to Oak's office. We see Sleepy Bulbasaur, who was literally asleep 5 seconds after Ash came into the office. We see Charmander is looking proud because he went on his first adventure. And we see Squirtle, who kind of looks nervous still. Like, man, this Charmander's a flight risk. I don't know.
Now, I'm just going to... Do you think that Roy from Pokemon Horizons gets one of these three Pokemon?
I mean...
Do you think they're setting it up?
You mentioned that the female lead had the starter Pokemon from the newest batch of the games, the Mint Cat or whatever.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't really know, but you did mention that Roy's from Kanto, so it would stand to reason. Do we know that Roy is just starting out, or has Roy been at it?
Because if
he's just starting out, then yeah, he probably had a starter. But if he's been at it, I mean, his starter could conceivably have evolved.
That's true. Huh. I guess that's a question we'll have in just a couple weeks.
So, you know, Professor Oak's like, oh, you were such a great help, Ash. You know, he's like, now I can finally give them their checkups. And he's got, you know, the little mini flashlight, and he's like, open your mouth and say, ah. And all the Pokemon, Bulbasaur is asleep. And Ash is like, ah, you're off already, huh, Gary? And Gary's like, well, look, it might not look like it, but I'm very busy. And then he stops. He's like, ah, I needed to tell you something, Ash. And he's like, congratulations on winning the chip. And Ash is like, yep. And Gary's like, so now that you're a champion, how much closer are you to becoming a Pokemon master? And Ash kind of has kind of a moment of, oh, shit. And...
he kind of has that look, Gary, on his face, like, have I really lost my way? Because that was his whole thing from day one, is I'm going to be a Pokemon master. And I mean, the whole part of the very first theme song and everything.
And Gary kind of takes his kind of silence as an answer. And he's like, ah, well, I'll see you around. And Ash is kind of, he's got this glassy-eyed look, and we then go, and it's dusk, and Ash is full-on in his feelings, and Pikachu's like, hey, you know, what's the shit? And Ash stops, and he's like, oh, you know, nothing. And, you know, they're looking up at the sky, and they see a flock of...
Pidgey.
Not really a flock. It's three of them, Pidgey, and you know, and there's a bit of a chill in the air. Ash is like, right, and he looks at Pikachu. He's like, I'll race you home, and he takes off. And
what's for dinner?
What's for dinner? I mean, I had a day. I found a Charizard or a Charmander. I went in a hole. And then we fade out, and you know, we're at the table, and Ash and Pikachu are making pigs of themselves, and then they're knocked out sleeping, and you know it's good sleep because there's drool and guzzling milk and eating sandwiches, and Ash is working with some Tauros, I assume, at the lab, and he's out skating with
Bodor, Glalie, and Politoed.
So he's, you know, he's out skating, and then he's, him and Pikachu are sitting on the back steps shooting watermelon seeds. And Mr. Mime is making snow cones, and Ash and Pikachu get simultaneous brain freezes, and
we see Tracy again.
And we do see Tracy again. So my and Tracy is gone. It was incorrect. And you see Tracy's Venomoth. Oh, Venonat. I'm sorry. No,
Venomoth. You're right.
Venomoth. And you see that Tracy still has his Scyther, which I find that odd that it hasn't evolved, but, you know, Ash is sitting there with a Pikachu on his shoulders, so what the fuck do I know? they're like, oh, you know. And then, you know, freaking 11 minutes into the episode, they're finally back at Team Rocket headquarters.
All right. So this is pretty funny. So we're at Team Rocket headquarters, and on the inside, you see a bunch of the grunts sitting around eating inside of the cafeteria. And you see James is like, table 20's lunch is ready. And Jesse comes running over and she's like, bring it straight out. And then Meowth is over here. He's taking orders on the notepad. And he's like, orders here. And Jesse's like, out of the way. And kind of twirls Meowth, and Meowth gets dizzy. Wobbuffet is standing behind a vending machine, and he's looking worried. And you just hear, right. I'll take your order right here. I'll take your order. Okay. And then all of a sudden we flash forward, and James is sitting on... James, Meowth, and Jesse are sitting outside the cafeteria, and they are pooped. And then we get a shot of all three of them, and James is like, oh, breaks over already. And then Meowth is like, standing up all day is exhausting. And then they all three of them get up, and they're just like, oh man, I don't want to do this. And they're, as they're getting ready to walk through the cafeteria door, they all three of them look at each other and they just scoff. They're like, huh. And they're so it shows that they're still fighting from a few episodes ago. They open the door and they all go in there in different directions into the cafeteria. And that is the end of Team Rocket for right now. They will return a little bit later on, but we're back at Ash's house in Palatown. Mrs. Ketchum is vacuuming the hallway, which it seems like she does a lot for someone that never really leaves her house. I mean, I guess Ash is back and he's in and out all the time, but she is consistently cleaning this house.
But well, think about it. If she wasn't cleaning the house, what would she do? I mean, she's not shown, you know, with an outside job.
Yeah, you're not wrong. House is paid off, and she's not doing anything.
She probably used her husband's, gosh darn it, I don't know, bereavement pay from the war?
Yeah. So... But as she's vacuuming, Ash barges out of the room. She's like, where are you off to today? And Ash is like, I'm going to Viridian Forest. And she's like, all right, well, make sure you're back for dinner. And we get a close-up of Ash's new shoes still sitting in the room. He hasn't put them on yet. And Ash barges out the door. Mr. Mime is still outside sweeping the road. And Ash is like, all right, Mr. Mime, I'm heading out. And Mr. Mime's like, Mr. Mime. And then Ash goes into Viridian Forest. We are met with a Caterpie, some Pidgey, a Weedle, a Bellsprout, Paris, Oddish, and a Mankey in a tree, a Rattata, a Cubone. And off into the distance, we see Meowth is crouched in some tall grass, and he has what looks like a mechanism attached to his back. And he's like, this is the only path left for me. And he's just creeping in the grass. He's like, I'm going to catch this Pikachu. And as he's walking, all of a sudden you hear, ow! And Ash and Pikachu are like, what was that? And then we find out that Meowth has bumped heads with Jessie. And she's like, that hard and cold feeling has to be. And then James is scratching his head too. So it looks like he hit heads with him as well. He's like, that blissfully sensation must be. And then they're like, Meowth. And then they're like, shush. And they look at the camera. And then, literally, they're like, shush, shush, shush. Be quiet. Which is kind of breaking the fourth wall here a little bit. But I did kind of chuckle just like you did right now. I'm like, that's pretty funny. And Meowth looks and he's like, Jessie. James, and he gets tears in his eyes. He's like, we all came up with the same idea. And Jessie is like, naturally, cafeteria flowers never suit me like the flowers of evil. And James is like, he's like, once we've decided to catch Pikachu, our minds are united as one. Cruelest of the cruel. And they're all, and Wobbuffet finally pops back in and he's crying. He's like, oh my god, finally Wobbuffet. And they put their arms all in line on top of one another, and they're like, Team Rocket. And Meowth is like, being out on the prowl is the best. And James is like, all right, so, oh no, Jesse's like, all right, that's settled. It's time to attack. So Team Rocket is finally back together. And it's at this point that Jessie sends out her gorgeous and says, seed bomb. And then all of a sudden, Meowth takes the net and shoots it onto Pikachu and gets Pikachu right inside of the net. And Team Rocket now has Pikachu. And Doug, I'm going to hand this part on over to you, my brother.
So Ash is panicking. He's like, what are you doing? And if Jesse's like, if you ask us what we're doing, we'll answer out of sympathy for the world. And then they start, Jessie and James start doing their motto. And, you know, protect the world from devastation, you know, champions of truth and love. You know, the closest they've gotten to the original, which, go figure, it's, you know, Ash's finale.
You know, and I fully think, Doug, that when this is translated in English, it might be the full original model one last time.
Okay.
So I think,
yeah, that would...
I think that this might be the Japanese version of their motto, as close as they could get to it.
So they wrap up and they strike a pose. We get the Team Rocket logo behind them and they've got tears in their eyes. Like, fucking, that feels good. And then, you know, Pikachu tries Thundershock and obviously
it doesn't work.
Ineffective because Team Rocket has perhaps finally learned their lesson with net technology. And Ash is like, Pikachu, you gotta hold on, and he's searching, and then all of a sudden he realizes he left his Pokeballs with the professor. What kind of fucking bullshit?
So not only is he allergic to the number six, he's allergic to all of his Pokemon because he's like, all right, I don't need all these Pokemon anymore.
I'm on vacay. So yeah, he's like, I left them all with the professor. And then we cut to Pikachu in the net like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. And just a fantastic screenshot. I'm paused at 14:38. Like, I don't know if you make screenshots for the episodes anymore, but goddamn.
I might take that and put that as the caption for this episode. For when we release this episode.
And, you know, Team Rocket's laughing. You know, they're like, oh, that was kind of careless of you, wasn't it? And Ash is he starts running, and Jesse has her Gorgeous use Shadow Ball, and the Shadow Ball explodes in front of Ash. Ash has to take a step back, and then we see a rustling in the trees, and Team Rocket goes, "Well, what's going on?" And Pikachu's like, "Look up there!" And literally swooping in at the last second to save the day is Ash's Pidgeot.
Oh my gosh, finally, right?
Big pop, just and then, you know, right as it's getting good, then we get the Who's That Pokemon.
Which is really late into the episode. We only have a few more minutes left of this episode.
Seriously, like, I was expecting it before they went to the Team Rocket cafeteria.
I know. But this was a really good Who's That Pokemon, because originally, I mean, I know what it is right now, but before they announced who the Pokemon was, I was like, who the fuck is that Pokemon? they had a real good close-up of Pikachu's cheek in it, and this week's Who's That Pokemon is Pikachu.
I was like, aw. And so we cut back, and Pidgeot comes swooping in with, I imagine, like A-Swing or something.
Yes.
And slices the net clean in pieces. And
the look on Ash's, Team Rocket's face.
Ash is like, "Pidgeot, you came back to help." And Team Rocket, like you said, is just, "Oh my God." "You've got to be kidding me." And they're like, "What's that thing?" And they're like, "It must be
The evolved form of Pidgeotto."
Yeah, Meow says the Pidgeotto must have evolved. And they're like, "What do you mean it evolved? This kid doesn't evolve his Pokemon." And
that's what happens when he releases his Pokemon. His Pokemon can think for themselves and freaking evolve when
themselves.
They can evolve when they want to.
And so Ash is like, "Okay, Pikachu, use your Thunderbolt." And now Pikachu's mad because he was in the net, so it's like, I feel like it's extra charged, and everybody gets fried, and just the forest lights up, and they're like, "Oh my God, what an awful feeling!" And they go, you know, they go shooting off, but they look happy because they're reunited, and they have a common goal again, and even if it leaves me saying I'm going numb, we're gonna come back for that Pikachu. And like you said, they all hold hands, and you know, they kind of shake off the dust and whatever. And they're like, "Our goal is a great feeling," and everybody goes flying off, and you know, that's Team Rocket's little send off, and Ash is so thankful to have Pidgeot come in and save Pikachu. And then we see Pidgeot's family. We see, you know, Pidgeotos and little Pidgeys. And Ash is like, ah, they've all grown up.
And have babies of their own.
So that, I guess that would make Pidgeot a grandparent. And a couple times over, it looks like. Great-grandparent, I'm sorry.
Well, guessing, so when Pidgeotto left Ash, Pidgeotto left because there was a threat.
Yes.
So it wanted to protect all the Pidgeys and Pidgeottos that were over there. So I'm guessing these are some of the Pidgeys and Pidgeottos that it's protecting. So it might not all be his kids, but I mean, that's the impression that I got, that maybe it had a few babies, but I'm guessing a lot of these are ones that it's protecting.
One of the last Kanto episodes we covered before we started this arc, we saw Pidgeotto evolve, didn't we?
No.
I'm pretty confident.
We might have. You know what? I'm not going to say no. I can't remember. your memory is a lot better than mine. So I'm going to say, okay, yes. Yes, we did.
Because I seem to remember it got down to, like, the Fearow and Spearow working together with the Pidgey and Pidgeot. But, I mean, you know, we'll have to go back and check the tape.
Yes.
But, and then there's a beat, and then Ash goes, you want to come travel with me again? And Pidgeotto's like, I have done all that I can do here. And a couple of the Pidgeot are like, yeah, you can go. We got this covered. We're good. And Pidgeotto kind of flies off and or flies up and kind of says a quick goodbye. And
you got it backwards a little bit. So the Pidgeot flies up and gives a nice little goodbye to the Pidgey and Pidgeotto.
Well, I mean, you knew what I meant.
No. I know.
And Pidgeot literally hugs Ash and Pikachu, and he's like, all right, back together again. And we go back, and Mr. Mime is dusting off the stoop, and Mrs. Ketchum's like, where are you off to today? And Ash is like, I have not a clue in the world. And he kind of goes just kind of wandering, and he passes a stream, and we see a Poliwhirl and a
Poliwag.
It's doing the Poliwag is doing the breaststroke, and they all kind of pop up. But then we do see a Poliwhirl.
Yes, we do.
And Ash and Pikachu are kind of watching, and see like a synchronized swimming sequence where they all kind of get on their back, and then see Ash and Pikachu kind of laying out under a tree, and Ash is kind of contemplating what Gary said to him earlier, and he kind of gets this contemplated look on his face, and he closes his eyes.
He goes to sleep.
Poliwag and Poliwhirl are like, oh shit, some stuff's coming. And they pass out, but then Pikachu is awoken by a raindrop. And then it starts coming down. And Ash is like, oh, you gotta scramble, Pikachu. And they go running. Very similar, and I'm sure this was done on purpose. I mean, I'm not an idiot. Very similar to the first episode. And, you know, they go and huddle under a tree, and they're kind of looking off in the distance. And Pikachu is kind of down for a second, and Ash is just kind of contemplating, and he looks over at Pikachu and goes, it'll be okay, it'll be over soon. And
it's just downpouring.
I mean, it's coming down heavy. And they look up in the tree, and it's Spearows are kind of coming to roost, and then we see a Rattata and a Butterfree and
Caterpie.
Ash kind of looks, and he's like, hey, Pikachu. And Pikachu's like, what? And he's like, do you remember what Gary said before he took off? And Pikachu's like, yeah, I was there. And back when he asked how close I was to being a Pokemon master. And, you know, we see all the different Pokemon are huddling because it's, you know, higher ground and whatever. And he's like, being a champion isn't my goal. He's like, I still consider myself a challenger. And he's like, I want to have lots of adventures and meet more Pokemon.
And all the things that happen each day, every one of them matters. He's like when I met Latios. And Pikachu's like, huh, okay. And then Ash's like, I want to make friends with all the Pokemon in the world. And he's like, that's got to be what it means to be a Pokemon master. And the rain is coming down, and it's still coming down. And we see it starting to slow down just a little bit, and Pikachu looks up, and the clouds are clearing, and we see the nice blue sky getting ready to peek out, and all of a sudden, all the clouds are gone, and Pikachu's like, it's over! And Ash is like, all right, cool. So, and Ash gets up, and he starts walking. Pikachu jumps onto its... This might be my screen grab, him looking up at the rainbow.
Oh,
I think
yeah. That's it. Yeah, you're probably right.
That's going to be the screen grab. But Ash looks up and he looks at the rainbow. Pikachu and Ash kind of gaw at the nice blue sky. The Pidgey fly into the rainbow. And Ash is like, when I become a Pokemon master someday, he's like, you'll be there, right? And Pikachu's like, yeah, I will. And they start walking, and he's like, all right. He's like, let's go. And he starts running, and he's running what looks like he's going back home. So we cut to the next scene, and we're back at the Ketchum residence again. And Mrs. Ketchum walks upstairs. She's like, oh, Ash, he slept in again. And she walks over to his room, and she walks in, and he's not there. And actually, his bed is made. His room is clean. And she's looking around, and she looks down, and she sees his old shoes. So Ash finally put on his new pair of shoes. And she looks down. She's like, oh, of course. She's like, come back safe, Ash. And then we get a close-up, and we see Ash wearing his new tennis shoes. And he's walking through some trail. And it looks like fall is in the air by the looks of the trees. And we see Team Rocket floating right behind him in the big Meowth balloon. And Ash is, or no, it's not fall, it's spring because the flowers are blooming. Mm-hmm. And then Ash comes to a crossroads. He's like, do I want to go right or do I want to go left? And he's
very similar, if not exactly similar, to the beginning of episode one here.
Yes.
Of the finale arc.
And Ash is like, which way should I go? And Pikachu's like, oh, I found a twig. I feel like they cut and paste the beginning of that episode right here. But
100%.
Pikachu went over and grabbed a twig, and Ash throws it up into the air, and the twig goes flying up into the air, and Pikachu goes up. And, oh no, actually Pichu doesn't go up, but it goes and it lands and it points to the left. And it's at this time, for the first time in Pokemon history, we do not get a to be continued, yet we get a next time, a new beginning. And we see the outro, and that was the end of the Pokemon episode. That's it.
And we see in the Pokedex during the credits, they're replaying highlights of this arc.
Yes.
And yeah, we get a long bit of credits. And one of the final shots of the Pokedex is that shot of them looking at the rainbow. And yeah, and then actually, unfortunately, the final shot is Ash's dirty sneakers, but so maybe that's the thumbnail.
Maybe. You know what? I mean, I might go back and forth. I might do one for Patreon and one for the free feed. But man, we're done. We're done.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all the episodes, and that was Ash's quote unquote final episode in Pokemon, ending the 25th season of Pokemon. Wow.
Yeah, wow. I mean, extremely appropriate ending. I feel like some ends got tied up, some ends, you know, not necessarily left dangling, but they're not closed. So we got a definitive goodbye from Brock and Misty. We know that Ash isn't done.
No, I mean, not. They made that very clear.
Don't put on new sneakers to be done. But, you know, I think obviously he's not going to be the focal point because that was the whole point of the new beginning at the end. Just a great episode. If you're listening to these episodes without watching the episodes, go out of your way to watch the episode. Or, you know, if you can hold out and by the time this comes out, we have a more definitive answer as to when it's going to get on Netflix.
Yes.
You know, make sure to search them out, because this episode, like I said in the intro, not perfect, but damn near close.
And I think this is as perfect of a send-off as Pokemon could give. So I do have to ask you, I'm going to ask you two questions. I'm going to ask you, what would you give this episode on a scale from 1 to 5, Doug, on your Dougometer as an episode? And then what would you give these final 11 episodes on a scale from 1 to 5? Because I already have my number prefixed, so
I'm gonna cheat, because my answer is the same for both questions, and I don't know if you're gonna fight me. I don't know, whatever. it's all 4.5. The final episode would have been a 5 if there was a little bit more conflict, or maybe if Gary and Ash would have had one final battle. But there wasn't really much conflict. Like, Team Rocket had Pikachu for like maybe 2 minutes.
You couldn't do too much in 21 minutes.
Oh, I know. I understand. But still, and, you know, I'm very close to giving the entire 11 episode arc a 5, but there was some filler, and you have to account for the filler.
Yeah.
I just can't give it a perfect 5 when there was some episodes that, let's face it, you could have skipped and not missed much.
Okay. So what I'm going to say is, as an episode, and I'm not going to fully disagree with you, but I'm going to give this final episode a 5. Only because it's the final. There was a lot of things that really happened in this episode. We got to see everybody. We even got to fucking see Tracy in this episode. We got to see his Pokemon. We got to see Gary's Umbreon. So we find out that his Eevee has evolved. I mean, we knew his Eevee evolved, but because he's battled with it, but we got to see his Umbreon. We got a conclusion as to what Ash finally thinks a Pokemon master is. What is a Pokemon master? People have been asking for 25 seasons, and Ash finally gave his answer as to what a Pokemon master is. And that is meeting all the different types of Pokemon, becoming friends with them, and just learning all about them. So I'll give the episode a 5, but I will give the episodes 1 through 11 as a series about a 4.5. There, like you said, there was one or two episodes that you could skip and not miss anything, but they did a really good job wrapping this up for Ash Ketchum.
Total high note for sure. I mean, I don't think you could argue that.
So, and as you said, I'm going to say that this is not the last that we see of Ash. Maybe we get some highlights later on. Maybe he shows up in a future Pokemon theoretical movie. Something. I think Ash comes back at some point. He's not going to be a vocal point, but I think he comes back at some point. Just like the Green Ranger and White Ranger and Power Rangers. He's gone for a while, but he always comes back.
I could see Ash becoming a Leon-type figure.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Very easily.
So, or when our heroes finally get to that point and they become and they want to battle the best. Maybe they battle Leon and Ash,
ooh,
in a Pokemon series.
And that's kind of like a new version of the Elite Four.
Yes. So
very nice.
So maybe they do something like that. Who knows? I mean, Pokemon, they're never going to get rid of Ash. Ash is their baby. We're saying goodbye for now. We're not saying goodbye forever. So
it's kind of like how Pikachu can't evolve because he's like the mascot.
Yeah, Pikachu's so prominent that they had to give him another version and call him Captain Pikachu in this new series. So
he's got a hat.
Yes. So
okay, it's kind of a dumb hat, but whatever.
But all right. But that was it. I don't want to dive too much in because next week, you guys are going to hear a little bit more of what we thought of this series, what we think is going to happen in the future. We'll probably do a little bit of digging and kind of give our hopes and dreams for this new upcoming series and kind of get our mindset back into getting ready to review Black and White and the Orange Islands, which is going to be an adjustment, Doug.
It is. Yes. It definitely is. I mean, I think, like I said, I think we made the right call doing this like catch-up episode, kind of recalibration kind of thing, because jumping back in cold, it would almost do a disservice to the 11 episodes we just reviewed.
Yes. So, all right. So, I mean, from here, I know at some point we'll probably get into like some newer stuff, but I mean, for now, we kind of have an ending stone as to how many episodes that we're going to be reviewing with Ash. So 1,234. And we've cleared a little over 100. So
I'm chipping away at that rock, you know.
So I mean, we'll get there. We'll be there in a few years, but it's gonna be a long ride, brother. So
it's gonna be a long go, but it's gonna be a damn entertaining one.
Yes, it is. So, that being said, bro, go ahead and give your goodbye, Doug.
Bye, Doug.
And this is Professor Chris G telling you that we will see you next week with a catch-up episode for all things Pokemon episodes. So, have a good night, everybody.